Lights, camera, action. Welcome back to another episode of Happy Hour Films. As you all know, I'm Ross Bacon. I'm joined by my co-host, Mike McGuigan. Mike, say hi.
How's everyone doing?
And as you should know by now, we are two dudes who drink and we talk about movies. Now, we are talking about two movies that are basically the same.
And we These are the most the same, I think.
Oh, yeah. We are back in the president is in peril territory. I would like to say up front, in case the government has like AI crawlers searching transcripts of podcasts, we're not saying that these movies are January 6th. They're January 6th, but we're not condoning the behavior of any of this.
Well, I mean, one of them is January 6th with racists. This Korean War extended. The other is, what if North Korea was a little more competent?
Or competent at all, you know? But yeah, one is definitely a movie. The other, but we'll get into that and see which one is which. But before we do that, we talk about what we're drinking. So, Mike, what do you got?
All right. So, continuing some Irish themed beer. Went to Belmar's St. Paddy's Day parade today. I have Sullivan's Brewing Company Irish Gold Golden Ale, batch brewed and hand packed in Kilkenny. In Kilkenny, Ireland.
Nice.
Nice is a good golden ale. The Irish know how to brew a beer, for sure.
Yeah. They've been known to drink a bit.
Right at the 5.2%. Nice crisp ale. I had the red ale earlier today. That was also good.
Nice. Yeah, and I went beer shopping with my daughter and told her to pick out something red, white, and blue. Because of the America theme of tonight, she went with colors that are, yes, red, white, and blue, because it's Red Tank, and it's their The Amazing Lily Belgian style blonde ale, and it's a 6.7% from Red Bank, New Jersey. They've been on several times. They're pitching pretty good. This one's no different. Yeah, and also, like, the Amazing Lily. Like, Lily seems like something that, like, I feel like I've heard Gerard Butler, like, scream in a movie, like, to, like, his wife or something. Like, I feel like one of his wives in one of his movies has been named Lily at some point. But in this, though, but he was probably yelling in a Scottish accent. In Olympus Has Fallen, he is tempting an American accent. I would say 70% successful. That Scottish brogue is fighting him from beginning to end. But like we said, we were talking about Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down. Olympus Has Fallen is the one that came out first, I believe, because these are both from 2013. And March 2013.
Olympus Has Fallen was like February, and I think White House Down was like June or July.
It was March to June is what the difference was. And so, Mike, what do you think our category should be on this? I am requesting that we do one category, definitely, which is, which child would I rather see a terrorist execute on the lawn in the White House? That's going to be one of them.
Yeah, that's one. All right, next. We're going to compare villains, obviously, because we have maybe the funniest pair of evil masterminds with James Wood and Johnny Tran from Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting with those. So especially given the true Twitter feed of James Woods, which is basically reading like his character just writes this shit, you know?
Who has the better plan? The using all of America's nukes to erase the Middle East, or using all of America's nukes to erase the U.S.
To erase America.
Now, that one is particularly funny because apparently America has a self-destruct sequence. I didn't know that.
Yes, we do. Apparently, it's built into the system. Yeah, it takes three different people's codes. Yeah, but yeah, oh yeah, it's there.
Four, we're gonna go with I don't want to do a comparison of the presidents because they just play such different roles in their movies.
Well, yeah, I mean, Jamie Foxx is playing Barack Obama. He is
Yeah.
the restraint, but and the funny thing is, the two directors, we got Roland Emmerich versus Antoine Fuqua. So these are two dudes that know. One knows how to blow up the White House, and the other is great at like dramatic action, I guess I'll say. Like, he's pretty great at that, but it's ironic because the other one is the one that actually blows up the White House.
So four is gonna be which of these, which White House security team would you feel more safe with?
Okay, we can do
Fifth,
that. Yeah.
obviously, we gotta do a comparison of our main characters.
Of course, yeah, we gotta go Channing versus Gerard.
Sixth, which movie uses their budget better? Because one of these movies has a significantly higher budget and it's not the one you think.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's it, pretty much what I got for that one. Yeah.
And
But
then
yeah.
seven, who is scarier? The January the racists or the Koreans?
Yeah, the January 6th insurgents who have their shit together, or the North Koreans who have their shit together. It's really a matter of movie magic for both of them. But yeah, okay. So, well, we might as well start out with just a blanket statement that these two movies can very easily be confused for each other if you don't know who the villain is. You
Which
might be like, oh, wait. Is that the one with, is it Aaron Eckhart and Jamie Foxx? No, that's not right.
so CinemaSins actually has a video where it's like Olympus has fallen down, where the whole time like they're doing like the everything wrong with video, but they keep getting the movies confused.
Right. I mean, because these movies are identical, except for the fact it's funny because one of the presidents is black. The president is white. One of the presidents has a daughter. I mean, one of the main characters has a daughter. One of the other main characters has there's a son involved. Both first ladies are completely inconsequential to anything, but for some reason they're there. And then there's it's what it let's okay, let's start with a natural starting point, which is which villains more had their shit together, basically. Like, who was the scarier threat and I
Wait,
guess
wait.
better plan?
All right. So we'll start with the plans first. Now, it's the fact that America has a self-destruct sequence. Like, I have a hard White House Down is the sillier movie, but the fact that Olympus has fallen, it's like, oh, we have a sequence that you can just hit a button and blow up all our nukes.
Yeah, it's a very interesting treatment of the nuclear football in the sense that for some reason we have built in a suicide note, like a suicide for the country. Like, it's and the funny thing is, because even though we don't have a designated category for this, we can talk about the two presidents here, because Jamie Foxx as Barack Obama is basically like, he's not a helpless hostage. He's basically Channing Tatum's partner. And he's a fairly tough guy. He's fairly believable as a tough guy president. Whereas Aaron Eckhart is
He
Harvey
just
Dent, the president.
looks like he's angry and constipated most of the movie.
He's Harvey Dent, the president, before he becomes Two-Face. So not the good Harvey Dent that gets shit done. The funny thing is Melissa Leo, as the Secretary of the Treasury, whatever she is, she's willing to straight up get herself picked to death without giving up the one code that will destroy the country. She's willing to take that to her grave. And the president, Aaron Eckhart's like, no, give it up. I don't want to see you get beat up anymore. It's like, what a pussy you are. She is outright telling you, like, motherfucker, I am sacrificing myself for this country. I'm gonna die a hero. And you're telling her to quit because you don't want to see a woman get kicked a few times.
That's now I so with the plans I'm like, all right, so James Woods already worked at the White House, and Kang apparently is the most dangerous terrorist that we do not have a picture of, so he can disguise himself as one of the South Korean diplomats.
That was one of the funniest parts. It's just like a random note. They're like, he's never been photographed until they pop up his photograph on the screen. It's like, you know exactly what he looks like. You have a mugshot of him. This man is a known entity to you. How can you say you don't know who he is? It's like, you have
Yeah, that's
files.
so I'm like, I'm torn on the plans. Like, I'm torn because on the one hand, James Woods, like, he's like, we can't get tempted to invade the Middle East if there's no Middle East.
And well, then the thing is, and the whole it's White House down, it kind of it suffers from Roland Emmerich syndrome, where there's too much going on. There's too many plots happening at once. And one of those plots, like the villain's plot, is twofold. One of which is we have Richard Jenkins is secretly part of it. He is head of the military industrial complex and he wants essentially endless war so they can keep making money and he can keep doing what he does. James Woods, on the other hand, basically just wants revenge because of drones, like because an initiative in Iran went wrong and his son got killed. His son was a soldier and got killed. And he's also got cancer and a brain tumor and is dying. So I guess this is his last chance to commit treason. I mean, there's just so much going on because then he brings in Jason Clark's crew, who is like a team of mercenaries who have all been variously like inconvenienced by the president's policies or something. It's
And
very
or are
unclear.
just racist.
Yeah, or one is just a straight up white nationalist, you know? It's but
Like one
it's
guy's
funny
just
because
outright neo-Nazi, just.
right. Because who? It's funny because that's only he's only a neo-Nazi in the sense that they say that he is. He's never actually racist on screen, which you would think you'd have him drop an N-word or two, considering the president's black, you know?
But this is the PG-13 one.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so I guess let's combine the two. Let's go with the actual plans, but let's go with how they infiltrate the White House as well.
Yes.
I think I have to go with White House Down's infiltration better because it's almost plausible, you know, because these dudes are like they're pretending to be theater repair guys, like the move like the White House movie theater needs to be repaired or needs the stereo system upgraded or something. So these are the guys that they conceal themselves as or disguise themselves as repairmen. And then they have a rando push a janitor's cart into the center of the rotunda, and that just blows up. Like that starts everything, and then they can infiltrate and shoot whoever they need to.
Now, my only problem with their infiltration is the White House security. It's like a joke, which I guess we might as well get that point in there. White House security guarding you absolutely goes to Olympus Has Fallen. Like they are, like they at least put up a fight.
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny because like we said that White House Down is January 6th, which it absolutely is because all these dudes are white. They all have issues with the president and the government and all that. So it just makes perfect sense. And they're led by James Woods, who I'm sure at some point, because I'm never going to do the research, I'm sure at some point praised them as heroes. I'm willing to bet he did that in real life on Twitter. But then when you look at Olympus Has Fallen and the villain is North Korea, a famously inept country when it comes to doing anything outside of their own borders. These guys can defend a DMZ maybe, and they can shoot rockets into their own ocean, but they are by no means getting like a couple hundred insurgent freedom fighters who disguise themselves as tourists. They're not getting two like ace fighter pilot guys to fly like an air tank around into like Washington, D.C. airspace and gunning it down with this like advanced American basically technology, these miniguns on this airship. And then these dudes mow through all of the defenses of the White House and the Secret Service and the military and all that. They've even rigged two garbage trucks to become blockades because they blow out the tires at strategic spots, and then there's doors that flop open in the back of the garbage trucks with another minigun. North Korea is just rife with miniguns. And they start blowing guys down. So they have every aspect of this thing covered because the main guys have already disguised themselves as diplomats. They're already in the building. The problem is, though, their plan hinges on Aaron Eckhart being the worst president ever and saying, hey,
And it hinges
bring
on the
them into
fact,
the.
like, apparently people know that America has a self-destruct button.
Well, also, all they need to do is get inside the bunker, and they don't even have to try because Aaron Eckhart's like, let's bring these foreign dignitaries from a hostile area of the world. Let's just bring them into the most secure spot on the country. What could go wrong?
Well, he believes that they're South Korean,
Bill,
technically.
I mean, his own team is like, nah, sir, fuck them. You go to the bunker. They fucking die. That's what they do. And if that's what the team does, if they say, no, Mr. President, shut the fuck up, you got to be safe. None of this movie happens because they have no way to get inside the bunker. And
I agree. And just the idea of James Woods' plan to end war in the Middle East is to end the Middle East is kind of hilarious.
so it's absolutely hilarious, especially given the fact that the insider that they have in White House Down is James Woods, who is the head of the Secret Service and all that. Whereas Olympus Has Fallen has what, Dylan McDermott? Is that who it is? Has Dylan McDermott, who was a Secret Service member, who is now doing private sector security somehow for the North Koreans, like for the Koreans. He's somehow over there and he's playing such a like cartoonishly pissed off guy because I think his motivation to yell at Aaron Eckhart is that he essentially thinks he's a pussy, but doesn't have anything to back it up. Like, he doesn't say why he thinks he's a pussy. So that's why he commits treason.
James was like, well, what if the Caspian, the Mediterranean Sea, the Red Sea, and the Arabian Sea were just one big sea.
Right, exactly. Yeah, what if we turned it into a giant lake?
You know what would have been even funnier with that is if he had like some sort of real estate that becomes oceanfront if he just
Yeah, right.
erases the
Yeah, if
Middle
he's got
East.
like his retirement home somewhere over there. He's got his retirement home in Saudi Arabia that suddenly becomes like beachfront property. Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. But
All right, so right now, technically 1 point for Olympus Has Fallen, 1 point for White House Down, because Olympus Has Fallen has the better security team.
better security team, yeah. And as far as and but then there's like the actual movie aspect of it. So the it's a great movie scene for Olympus Has Fallen for the North Korean takeover. But the problem is that it goes on for approximately 15 minutes too long. Like we get so many just regular rando Washington, D.C. citizens shot with like miniguns from that plane. And it's like, okay, after a certain point, Antoine, you're just killing people on screen because you can rack up a body count. Like they kill that dog, that Secret Service dog, just to kill a dog. Like there's no reason for that dog to have been shot on screen, but yet that's what we see. Because I guess we had to kill a dog. But it's funny because White House Down, it's almost like there's so much before the actual White House being down, like Channing Tatum interviewing for a job, going like doing like hanging out with his daughter, meeting Maggie Gyllenhaal, and it's so much of it. You're like, come on, come on, just get to the part I actually want to watch. You know, this movie's 2 hours and 15 minutes long, which means it's a Roland Emmerich film, so it's by definition 45 minutes too long. We can just get rid of this opening like scene here and just start with like the infiltration, which is essentially what we do with Olympus Has Fallen. We only get that weird opening scene where we kill
The
Ashley
background
Judd.
scene to explain why Gerard Butler's not in the White House.
Right, where we kill Ashley Judd of all people. For some reason, she had to play the first lady for 5 minutes and then she had to die. And the president goes to a Christmas party in a blizzard and an ice storm. Why? Like, why would you take that risk? Apparently the roads are nothing but sheets of ice. You should have known that, Secret Service. That's a bad plan.
Yeah. All right. So I think since we talked the plans, we might as well talk who is scarier, the Koreans or the white nationalists.
I'm gonna go with the North Koreans because they're actually executing people. They're actually putting
Yeah.
people on camera and blow shooting them in the
And like
head.
their takeover is like the nationalist takeover almost is too smooth. Like they almost come in like the team in Die Hard, where they're just like, oh, hey, boom. Oh, hey, what's up? Boom.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Jason Clarke basically is he's essentially Carl through James Woods as Alan Rickman. You know, it's funny because when you do watch White House Down and they eventually get down to the White House going down, it's a very slick Hollywood takeover. Like everything goes right except the one man that's left out that has to die, John McClane it or Rambo it and save the day. But in Olympus Has Fallen, there's so many things that even in a fictional Washington, D.C., have to go cartoonishly wrong for this plan to be executed. That at first you're like,
Yeah.
wait, we're still talking about North Korea here, right? We're not talking about like South Korea disguising itself as North Korea. This isn't China pretending to be North Korea. Like, what are we doing here? This is North Korea, a country that doesn't have electricity most of the time, but can build an unassailable air tank that can destroy most of the city of Washington, D.C. and then muster together a couple suicide bombers, a couple hundred insurgents. And then of course there's the special forces team that is Ricky Yoon and E.K. Tom's team. It's like, okay, it's not believable at all, but they
They
get
are
shit done.
scarier.
They get shit done and they are scary because they're putting dudes on screen just to shoot them in the
They're
head, you
beating
know?
people to death there.
Nope. They have no, like, Ricky Yoon has no problem kicking the shit out of the Secretary of State, even though she's like, you pussy, give it, like, harder, bitch. You know? He's just like, okay, like, I'm just gonna keep beating the shit out of this elderly woman because I'm a bad guy.
Which she's the real MVP.
See, absolutely. Melissa Leo kills it in this. And it is funny because, like, I almost wanted her to be the president, you know, because Aaron Eckhart just spends most of the movie tied, like, zip tied to a
Why
railing.
don't we ever get an old lady president that just doesn't take any shit? Like an Olenna Tyrell style president.
Exactly. That would be phenomenal. But I think that's what we need. Instead of having London Has Fallen and Angel Has Fallen, apparently they're trying to make three more of these of have fallen movies. And just one of them, I want an old ass lady secretary. I want like Helen Mirren. I know she's British, but she could play American better than Gerard Butler. So it's like I want her to be the president. Just old lady doesn't give a shit, you know? It's just that's the president I want. If they're going to be 80 years old, I want him to be a sassy old woman. That's what I want. I don't want him to be Biden or Trump. I want them to be a sassy old woman.
All right, so right now it's 2-1 for Olympus Has Fallen. Next, I think it's time to talk about the leader of the bad guys,
All right.
James Wood versus Johnny Tran.
Yep. We have a Fast and the Furious villain versus real life villain, James Woods. I mean, it's hard to side with Johnny Tran Because Ricky Yoon is not James Woods. James Woods, as insane as he is in the real world, is a great villainous dick actor. The dude is just good. And even in a movie where he is giving half of his ass, he's still
He
good
still
in
just
this role.
only has to be himself.
Yeah, he's still great. And while they do give him the extra, like, is he dying of a brain tumor? Like, what is this bullshit? Like, he's still able to keep shit together, and he does make it seem as if he is a grieving father who is out for revenge. Like, that's his motivation. So you really are like, okay, I buy into this. Whereas Johnny Tran, aka Ricky Yoon, aka Kang, is he's really doing this, like, because everybody's doing this movie, everyone's doing like a gruff voice. So, like, he's got like the really low, like, gravelly voice for some reason, even though we know that's not how he talks.
Also, just the concept of him essentially being Asian Osama bin Laden and them having no pictures of him.
Right. Was this man never photographed, even though he was photographed? How did they never get a second picture of him other than the one main mugshot that they definitely have of him?
Watching the movie, I'm like, he's. At first, I thought that, that he was going to be played by, God, what's his name? Henry Golding. I think Henry Golding and was
I could
it
see that.
that if you I think if you cast Henry Golding, you end up with a better movie.
Because at least you get a little more of a range with the acting, you know? But,
But yeah, you gotta go James Woods here. It's
it's absolutely. I
not
mean, it's.
particularly close.
Because even then, you can go with the number twos if you want to break it down, because Jason Clarke is still a better number two than Dylan McDermott. Or even though Dylan McDermott is just the inside man, the real, I think, number two is the girl that, like, the hacker girl, like the woman that's the girl that's the hacker. It's kind of the number two because she's A, on screen more than Dylan McDermott is, and does more than Dylan McDermott does. Dylan McDermott just smokes a cigarette and pretends to be Hans Gruber when he pretends to be Bill Clay in Die Hard.
Yeah, I
He
think they
only
should
does
make
that.
both of these movies just the beekeeper. Just
Yes. I mean, yes, every movie should be the beekeeper, but
why is no one getting ratchet strapped to a car and driven off a bridge?
yes. And that's the thing. The deaths in these movies, Olympus Has Fallen doubles down on all of them. So when we get to that, there's really not going to be any argument of who wins that one. Our heroes, of who's more of a competent hero, I
Yeah.
guess. But White House Down needed to come up with something like creative. The most creative they get is blowing up Jimmy Simpson. That's about the
Yeah,
creative
that's
they get.
like they just went buddy cop kind of with
Yeah.
Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx. Like it's neither movie is particularly doing anything original, but yeah.
Well, they're not doing anything original at all because we've already talked about the movie that did it the most original, which was Air Force One. Oh, speaking of that, and I had to Google it because in White House Down, it just made me laugh out loud. I did not know that the presidential limo is called Ground Force One. I had no idea that that's what that was called. So when they show that keychain, I laughed out loud for like a solid 5 minutes just because I was like, how stupid is that? Then I was like, wait, there's no way Roland Emmerich made that up. And I Googled it, and sure enough, the presidential limo is called Ground Force
What
One.
if the president also had a secret submarine that was Sea Force One?
I'm sure, yeah. And then L. Ron Hubbard took it over with his Sea Org.
But yeah, no,
Then there's Marine One, Air Force Two, all that stuff, but Ground Force One just got me. It really got me.
oh God,
All right,
yeah.
so
I
we've enough.
wonder if he has a go-kart, but like.
Card Force One, Golf Force One, everything is
Donald
Force
Trump
One.
is definitely a president that named his golf cart Golf Force One or
Oh,
something.
absolutely. Trump Force One. Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing. Everything should be named Force One, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
It's just be Force One, like Dog Force One, Jeff Force One, White House Cook Force One. But
President, you need a colonoscopy. You mean Bow Force One?
that's right. Doc Force One. And then even the vice president should be like Vice Force One. Just whatever. I mean, it's the vice presidency. Who gives a shit
One.
about it, you know?
But I wonder if they started doing that if the air like issues Air Force One, if they could start suing things.
That'd be funny. I mean, it'd be great. Everything should be in Force One. All right, so we about halfway through or what?
Yeah,
All
we're 2-2 right now. We got three more categories.
right. How's your beer?
Doing good. Again, it's a just a good crisp Irish yellow or golden ale. Very like again, not a super crazy flavor profile for a beer, but a good beer.
Nice. Yeah, and my The Amazing Lily by Red Tank is very good. Belgian style blonde ale. Just a good beer, let's say that. So what's the next category?
All right. I think it's time to get into the budget because one of these movies looks way better and has a. It's surprising the budget difference.
I want to say that the budget had to have gone to at least two of the actors in the movie because Jamie Foxx had to command a huge paycheck.
Yeah, for sure.
And while Channing Tatum wasn't, he was Channing Tatum at the time, but he wasn't like, he's not pulling down 20 mil a movie. But I feel like James Woods held a gun to someone's head and was like, look, you're paying me to be in this movie.
Now, audience, even if you haven't watched the movies, go watch them. Olympus Has Fallen budget 70 million. Again, pretty standard for like that type of action movie, you know. White House Down 150 million. And it looks like a fucking PS3 cutscene sometimes.
It is completely insane that White House Down had a $150 million budget. That is Roland Emmerich right there. Just where was it? Where was it on screen? Normally his budgets are on screen. And I couldn't tell you where that money went in that
It
movie.
wasn't
Where did it
there.
go? Because even Olympus Has Fallen, the CGI in that doesn't look great. Like when the missiles have to come out of the like ceiling of the White House a couple times, they really do look like, you know, RoboCop level CGI.
Yeah.
But most of the effects are like blood squibs and all that for when Gerard Butler's kicking ass in the White House. So there's a lot of like fire, there's a lot of good practical effects, all that kind of shit. But the stuff that is CGI, like when they're mowing down the streets of Washington, D.C., we're getting digital CGI shots and people are falling down and we're getting, you know, bullet rain and stuff like that. But White House Down has several shots in it that are supposed to be bigger, monumental shots that look garbage compared to it, compared to what's in Olympus Has Fallen.
All right, so Olympus Has Fallen up 3-2. Now, Ross, do you want to save the main characters for last or your category for last?
We might as well do my category right now because it is hands down a White House Down winner. This is which kid would I rather see the terrorist shoot in the face on the White House lawn? Absolutely, Joey King's Channing Tatum's daughter. That kid from scene one sucks. Just
She does.
sucks so hard. And she's the typical child of divorce that hates the father for some reason. And in this, because Channing Tatum has to have that stock backstory of just being a bad absent father. He missed her talent show or some shit recently, so she has to hold it against him for the rest of his life and call him by his first name. Fuck you. That's a trend in movies that I absolutely despise. Think of something better than a kid just calling their parent by their first name. It's have them call, at least call him some fucked up nickname or something, you know?
Yeah.
Just like some derogatory
If you
name.
just open up the whole movie and just like, hey,
Yeah.
dickhead.
Yeah, way to see you, way to see a sperm donor, you know, shit like that, like something like that. But the kid in Olympus Has Fallen
I don't
is,
hate him.
I don't hate him, but the thing is, he's more of like a little scamp,
Yeah.
but he's a little plot point is really what he is. And I do enjoy the fact that he, at no point is he ever held hostage, which in these movies you pretty much have to do. And at least Gerard Butler like successfully gets him out to the military and basically tells Rick Yeun, he's like, fuck you, dog, the kid's gone. And he even says, he's like, the kid's at the baseball game. I was like, oh wow, he's going to see a Nationals game? Is that
No one
better?
goes to see Nationals games.
Is that better than being in a hostage situation? I don't think so. And also, the White House is under attack. I don't think the Nationals are playing.
I can, yeah, considering the carnage that just happened to DC, I'm gonna assume they're postponing that game.
Yeah, most likely. They're definitely
Imagine
at
they're in like
least.
the seventh inning stretch and you're just like, take me out to the
Oh my God. Everyone's getting shot. This is a lot
then
worse.
whoever's thinking take me out to the ball game just goes, anyway, take me out to
Right. Yeah,
the
take me out at the ball game, you
ball
know? But yeah, it's I mean,
game.
Joey
I don't
King's
know what
character.
the fuck they're doing over in DC. We're out here in Arlington, you fuckers.
Right, give a shit. mean, Joey King's character is just, she's designed to be annoying, she's designed to suck, and even her whole like it even
She
her
could tell you
little
everything about the US government.
yeah and even her little like YouTube videos that get played on the news and go viral, it's like they make her out to be some sort of hero when all when in reality all she's doing is just getting ground footage that Twitter would have anyway, you know? It's
What? She was actually the mastermind. She learned so much about that. The only thing it took to take over the White House is just a good knowledge about the executive branch government, dude.
right. Yeah, as long as you know the ins and outs of the White House, you can just take the whole thing over and no one will see it coming because you're a fucking 11 and 12 year old kid. You know, with taking a tour of the White House. But yeah, I mean, I would so much rather that either A, there were no first kids, like there was no first kid, there was no like security kid. Like they don't need to be in the movie because Joey King is just a hostage. And then at least in Olympus Has Fallen, Fuqua makes the right choice of just getting the kid out of the movie. Like he doesn't need to be there. And he is a target at first, but then he's saved by our hero. Done. Let's move forward. You know, let's do that. So, in this case, yes, I would rather shoot Joey King in the face. So, this is another point for White House down just to break this thing even, let's say.
All right, so best way to end it, our heroes are the tiebreaker.
They are. Absolutely. And these are, in these again, it's good that this movie wasn't like that this week wasn't like a landslide either way because these two movies are basically identical. So it would have to come down to who our leads are, you know?
That and I didn't check on the Rotten Tomatoes score, but I'm imagining they're fairly close.
The only thing that really does distinguish it is runtime and president's race, you know, that's really it. Which
All
one is
right,
the
White
best
House
president?
down,
Okay.
51% from critics, 62% from audiences.
Which one was that? Was that White House Down?
White House down.
Okay.
Olympus has fallen.
Probably either the same or less.
This 50% from critics, so 1% less. and
percent less.
66% from audiences, 4% more. So
There
these
you go.
movies are like, in terms of the same, like the two same movies, this is the most evenly matched. Actually, these movies are quite literally the same.
Right. These are shockingly similar movies. And so now we have Channing Tatum, prospective Secret Service member, current just security detail for Richard Jenkins versus Gerard Butler, ex-head of the Secret Service, not disgraced, but Aaron Eckhart essentially dismissed him because he just reminded him of the fact that his wife is dead, you know, because he made the choice that all Secret Service members have to make, and it saved the president over the first lady, you
Yeah.
know. And so he's no longer part of it, but he will eventually, of course, because both of these movies have to end the same. They both have to have the same job at the end. So they both become the head of each security detail. But
Yeah. Wait, does Gerard
as
Butler, doesn't he get is he like the kid's like dedicated Secret Service member by the end?
Yeah, well, well, Gerard Butler by the end of it is back on as a number one Secret Service guy. Channing Tatum essentially gets the job because his whole movie is essentially a job interview with the actual president. And
The
it.
best job interview one could say for the Secret
Oh,
Service.
absolutely. Absolutely.
All right,
And
so in this situation, would you give the president a bazooka? Yes, correct.
yes. I mean, yes. You would almost have to, because at least in White House Down, Channing Tatum at least has a competent partner. He's got a competent partner. And Gerard Butler, on the other hand, has to do this thing one man. He's one man, has to take care of it all himself. And damn it, he gets results. And
I
but
don't think it's a question. I do think Gerard Butler is the more competent. Now, who do you like better as the
that's the thing. It's more entertaining to watch Gerard Butler fight his Scottish accent along with North Korea versus Channing Tatum, basically just being Channing Tatum in a buddy cop movie with
Yeah,
Jamie
he's
Foxx.
basically just slightly toning down the comedy from 21 Jump Street.
Right, he's like a more serious version of 21 Jump Street. What sucks for me though is in Olympus Has Fallen, I wish Aaron Eckhart were more of like an actual, not character, but like a more of a tough guy. Like if he
Like,
actually did
not Princess Peach.
right, exactly. Yeah, not President Hostage, you know? And or President Pussy. Like this dude, are you kidding me with this shit? Like I'm telling it keeps coming back to me. Like Melissa Leo basically told him, like, I will die for this country. And he's like, no, I don't want to see you hurt, blah, blah, blah. Just give him the code that will kill us all. You know? It's the president I want. I want the president that's willing to die keeping these secrets, you know? You want to die for this country, that's why you're the president. You know, if you're in this situation, you should not be giving up shit. I want you dead at the end of this as a hero, as opposed to dead with the rest of us as a pussy, you know. I would rather the man that's elected to the highest office in the land be the toughest son of a bitch we got when it comes down to it. And that ain't Aaron Eckhart in Olympus as well. That's absolutely Jamie Foxx, because he is willing to fight. He puts on his Jordans and he's ready to fight, you know. But I don't know. I enjoyed watching Gerard Butler work more because his character seemed more realistic to me.
Yeah,
And
I would tend to agree.
I did not. I like the fact that he would just stab a motherfucker up through the throat, like up through the jaw. Like that was great. Like fuck it, stab a dude in the head. He stabbed like three people in the head in this movie. That's a point for your in your favor.
Yeah, that's
Whereas,
just like I want my head of security to be able to be okay with head stabbing.
yeah, I want him taking care of business, you know? And It's even, and then there's the scene where he has the two North Korean dudes tied to the chairs and he's trying to get information out of them. And the one guy's basically like, fuck you. And he stabs him under the chin. And then he looks at the other dude and is like, I didn't like him. You're gonna talk. And then, of course, he does and he kills him anyway. But it's like, okay, this is good. Whereas Channing Tatum, like the whole time, he's basically like,
There's so
oh,
much comedy in it.
I gotta be a hero for my daughter and my daughter. I'm worried about my daughter and blah blah blah. It's like your daughter sucks, dude, and you should know that. She basically told you to go fuck yourself in the beginning of this movie. You should not be wanting to save her ass. Or if you do, you're rubbing in her mom's face at the end of this shit. Be like, you couldn't do shit. She's your problem now. I'm fucking out of here. I'm gonna go live with the president.
It would be funny at the end of the movie, like they're like driving away. He's like, "Hey, you still mad about that fucking talent show I missed?"
Yeah, I saved your life and the free world. Well, no, let's be mad that I didn't see your flag waving. What a talent. And she had classes and practice for this shit. Are you
Yeah.
serious? Who needs to practice to wave a flag? I mean, it's not tough.
Yeah. All right. So Olympus has fallen, comes away with the win, 4 points to three.
There you go. And that's, I mean, that's just, it's just true because the movie was like you said, with the Rotten Tomato scores, they're 1 point difference. And that's what we figured out too. They are 1 point difference because these movies, again, had I not just watched them, I would have a hard, tough time not Googling which movie was which.
Yeah.
It's like, was James Woods in the one with Gerard Butler, or was Jamie Foxx the president with the North Koreans? Like, fuck, I don't remember.
I have a hard time almost not giving this a tie, but as close to a tie as possible works for me.
Like, we could do, if anything, we could do a bonus category
If you
with.
throw the presidents in as a category, then it comes out to a tie.
Or, I mean, if we do that, it's a tie. And then we play the tiebreaker of which female lead is wasted more? Is it Maggie Gyllenhaal or Angela Bassett? That's right. Angela Bassett is an Olympus.
We also didn't bring up Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman gets to play president again. And this time, instead of saving the world from a falling meteor, he gets to make the decision to not blow up the White House. And it's kind of a tough choice for him, which is
Yeah.
very odd. Then, who plays a better military man? Is it the late great Lance Reddick or the late great Robert Forster? You know, these are the same movies. We're basically just palette swapping a couple of characters, be white or black, and then we're just going on with about our day.
Yeah, so it's like I neither movie's great, but they're both fine.
The weird thing is, and I haven't seen them, I just read the descriptions on Wikipedia for them. The fact that Olympus Has Fallen got two sequels.
Yeah.
Two sequels, not just one. Two sequels. And with thoughts for the future, like someone thought that this was worthy of a franchise. Probably for the fact that it only cost $70 million to make, and White House Down had an Avengers level budget. Like, what's
I mean,
the need
like,
for that?
what it 70 million grossed 170 million? Like, that's a solid profit,
That's a
but
profit right there. I mean, London Has Fallen, I'm pretty sure, made a profit too. It probably wasn't as big, but I think it made a profit as well. And I think Angel Has Fallen, even though I'm fairly certain no one knew that came out, I'm pretty sure that that made
yeah,
some money
London Has
too.
Fallen, 60 million estimated budget, worldwide, 205 million gross.
There you go. So they dropped the budget and made more.
And then Angel Has Fallen. We are looking at 40 million budget, 146 million gross.
So they just keep dropping the budget and they just keep making more money. But the thing
I'm
is, with
like,
Angel.
they understood the assignment. They're like, we don't need to make this
No.
bigger. We can
Right, exactly. The problem is, and when you do it on Amazon, because you know when you hover over something on Amazon, like a trailer or a scene starts to play. Unfortunately, I did that with Angel Has Fallen, and fucking Jada Pinkett Smith has a fairly large role in the movie, from what I understand. So that almost guarantees I'll never know what happens in it, other than the Wikipedia description of
Yeah.
the movie. But so I mean, but at that point, when you're pulling Jada
Okay.
in, your movie sucks. Your movie franchise is dead when you're pulling Jada in, just like the Matrix.
And then, all right, White House down 150 million budget, 205 million gross. So I think the budget has to be the tiebreaker.
It has to be. I mean, who did more with less, you know? And where did that go? Like, that's robbery, as far as I'm concerned. Roland Emmerich stole money there. What? How did he do that? How did he make White House Down and put that on screen, what we saw, with $150 million? He stole that somewhere. He either spent $100 million on craft services.
White House
Or
Down is actually just a laundering scheme.
right, or it's just a money laundering scheme. I mean, there's no way that $150 million went into the actual product put on screen in that movie.
No, definitely not.
It's completely insane. But again,
All right.
that's Roland Emmerich, though. You know, you give the man a truck full of money, he's gonna blow up the White House for you, and he's going to make it too long. That's what he's going to do. It's just what the man does. And yet, we keep doing it. We keep giving him money, and he keeps blowing up the White House. And, oh, well, I mean, good for him. That's your career. You can do it. Oh, and even in White House Down, I believe, see, here it is. I can't remember if White House Down or Olympus Has Fallen is the one that makes the Independence Day reference. Because I think it's the tour guide in Olympus Has Fallen that says it. When he says, it's the building that got blown up in the White House in Independence Day or something like that. But I was like, wait, why wouldn't Roland Emmerich make that joke?
I'm trying
That's
to
his
think.
movie.
I think you're right. I think it is Olympus Has Fallen.
Right. It's like that's your movie, Roland. You can reference your own stuff if you really want to. I mean, it's okay. We don't care. You got $150 million, you might as well. But all right, so Mike, before we talk about what we're doing next week, where can people find us on the internet?
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, and just about anywhere else you get podcasts from. Thanks to Spotify Podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Happy Hour Films Podcast. Like our stuff.
Now, okay. We, speaking of Roland Emmerich and disaster films, we're not going to be doing Roland Emmerich again, but we are doing disaster films. And this time, we're doing two movies that felt the need to make volcanoes the bad guy. We're doing Dante's Peak and Volcano, one of which I believe has a very similar Tommy Lee Jones performance to The Fugitive. I think it's Volcano is the one he's in. And I think Dante's Peak is Pierce Brosnan, if I remember correctly. But again, the fact that these two movies come out, I'm pretty sure in the same year, someone in Hollywood has to be making bets. Like, they have to be like, look, we have this idea. Let's make two movies and see which one does better. You know? There's no way that that's not happening, because what the
Yeah, for
fuck?
sure.
Like, what are we doing? It's a
It's
volcano.
like
What?
the American Dad episode where Stan thinks his parenting's better, Francine thinks her parenting's better, so they clone Steve and decide one gets to raise one gets to raise the other. And
Right. Yeah, I
then
mean, that's what
it
Hollywood
turns out
does.
the one raised by the mom turns out to be like a total loser, and the one raised by the dad turns out to be a serial killer.
Of course. That sounds exactly right, actually. But all right, so until next week, when we're talking about volcanoes destroying the world, I have been Ross Bacon.
I've been Mike McGuigan.
We'll see you guys next time. So long.